Hey everybody, it's Lauren, and welcome to Fit Friends Friday. Today's tip's about when to skip your workout to live life. 9 out of 10 times, I will tell you to get your workout in before anything else, because it makes you a better person. It makes you less stressed. It makes you more confident. It improves your mood. It improves your energy. But today we're talking about when you should skip your workout to live your life. I want you to imagine those first couple of days of nice weather after having colder weather. So you're used to bundling up in your jacket, you're used to sweaters, and then all of a sudden there's this unseasonably warm day. We've had a bunch of these really randomly warm days in February this year, but let's just say even in a normal year where it's March or April and the weather's starting to warm up and you were planning on working out after work, but it's such nice weather. Should you skip your workout because it's nice weather and you could go on a walk or you could go do something fun outside? Or let's say that an event comes up, you were going to work out, but you find out like a really, really cool thing that's going to happen tonight that is a once in a lifetime opportunity and you wonder, should I skip my workout? So these are the things that you should consider. I think it's okay to skip your workout if it truly is like a once in a lifetime opportunity. Like if your favorite band is randomly in town and you didn't know and someone got you tickets, or you got these random tickets to something that you normally wouldn't go to because it's too expensive for you. If it's truly once in a lifetime opportunity, totally, I think you should skip your workout, because the reason that we work out is to live our life, is to make our life better. So if you're only ever in the gym and you're not actually out there experiencing things and living your life, then like, what's the point, right? I don't want you to live in the gym. I want you to be healthy. And that involves going to the gym, but I want you to have a well-rounded, healthy, happy outlook, and I want you to live life. So if it's truly a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, then totally go for it. Work out tomorrow, maybe add in another workout that week, or just forget about it. Just forget about it, you know, just get back to your normal schedule. This is a marathon, not a sprint. This is a lifestyle, not a monthly challenge. So go out there and live life. Now, if we're talking weather, I think this is a little bit more tricky. If it's super nice out and you're like, oh, maybe I should just go on a walk, or maybe I could go sit on a patio of a restaurant, I would say stop yourself and ask, number one, am I going to enjoy like spending the time outside? Like, am I going with friends? Am I going with coworkers? Are you just going to end up going on a walk by yourself? Well, if you're just going to go on a walk by yourself, then you probably should just go work out, or maybe do a little HIIT workout outside so that you get the best of both worlds. Let's say that people at work are all going to head to a bar or head to a restaurant right after work. If that's something that you guys do from time to time, then maybe it's easier to say no to. If you guys never do that and it's just because it's the warm weather, then hey, go for it. Take a moment to recognize if you're making yourself excuses or if this really is going to be worth it. That's what it comes down to. Is this experience, is this day worth missing your workout for? And we're all super smart, so we can figure that out. And okay, let's say you thought it was gonna be worth it and then it wasn't. Okay, whatever, who cares? My goal for you is to be working out 3 to 5 days a week, especially if you're starting out. So once you get to 3, you can then add a 4th day, you can then add a 5th day, and then you can get into the mindset of, I'm gonna work out 6-7 days a week, and whenever life gets in the way, whenever these days pop up, then you feel really confident in saying, my workout schedule has been very consistent, so I can take this one day. And know that this one day isn't going to derail you. You know, just get back to that schedule, and no time will be lost. So even though it's only the end of February, I know that warmer weather is in our future. At least I like to think that it is. So I'm excited for the spring. I'm going to be doing lots of workouts outside and enjoying it in all the other ways that I can. I hope you guys have an awesome Friday, an awesome weekend. I can't wait to talk to you guys online. Send us your questions, and we'll talk to you on Monday. Bye.